One of the speakers at a Milwaukee forum this morning on the dangers of heroin use was Michael Gottlieb of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. He reviewed the four-point plan that President Obama has spelled out. Gottlieb says a prescription drug monitoring program, or PDMP, that tries to reduce the misuse of medicine, that misuse can get people on the road to heroin. Gottlieb says that program is growing.
As of April 2014, there are now 24 states with PDMPs that can share their state data across state lines, which we believe is critical. And Wisconsin is one of those 24 states. So congratulations. The administration will continue to focus on expanding interstate data sharing, streamlining PDMP operations, and ensuring that federal agencies such as the VA and the Indian Health Service can share their PDMP data with state prescribers as well.
State Representative John Nygren of Marinette notes Wisconsin's prescription drug monitoring program has only been running since August and is optional.
That's something that we probably need to take a look at and say that if it's going to be effective, it needs to be mandated. I'm not somebody who's big on mandates, but when the medical community and those involved say that this is something that's right to do, then it's time to do that.
Nygren also has a more personal struggle ahead. His daughter Cassie, who's been incarcerated for heroin use, is scheduled to be released on Friday. Representative Nygren says he's optimistic, yet nervous and scared for her future. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.